Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The market basket saga continues today, with words like hostage being tossed around in the latest public statements from officials within the supermarket chain, which is staggering from an almost full customer boycott. The statement came from a group of board members that call themselves independent and say they are seeking to resolve the situation. With a company losing millions a week, emotions remain at a peak for workers who are steadfast. Take Michael Perez, who walked off the job at a Market Basket beef and poultry warehouse in Andover.
These greedy one percenters cannot just come in here and say, listen, we're going to take from you and we're going to take from you and we're going to keep giving to our rich cousins and our rich family. No, 600 people just crippled a $1 billion company.
For more on Market Basket this morning and the latest shift in the language, we turn to David McAdams, economic professor and game theory expert at Duke University. Good morning, professor. Thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
The statement out last night from that group of board of directors members asks the ousted CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, to end what they call the hostage taking and let workers get back to work. Without saying it, that essentially acknowledges that Arthur T. is in control, that without his say-so, the workers who've largely shut down this 70-plus store chain won't go back. Has he taken the company hostage?
No, Bob. This hostage-taker analogy really doesn't fit here. Arthur T. isn't threatening to blow the company up. The company was already blown up by the board when they fired Arthur T. and triggered this devastating worker strike. The fact that Market Basket's employees are only willing to work for Arthur T. puts him in an extremely powerful position when it comes to negotiating with the board.
So Arthur T. and the workers have the board over a barrel. The board has indicated that there are multiple offers on the table to buy the chain, but is a third party buying Market Basket a realistic option for this board, or is the only option for Arthur T. to take control of the company, as he's offered to do by the shares out?
Well, of course, they could attempt to sell the company to another bidder, but that's really not a good option for them and not for that other suitor. For example, if Hannaford were to come in and buy Market Basket, they'd just be buying the same problems that the board is struggling with today. So knowing this, knowing that Market Basket is essentially damaged goods right now, outside suitors won't be willing to pay nearly as much as before the crisis began.
You used to work at MIT, Professor. You're aware of the decades-long family dispute that led to all this. Members of the board of directors who issued that statement last night also called it a zero-sum game. Is everyone losing here now, the current board of directors that controls the Market Basket chain and Arthur T., are they all losing at this moment?
They're all losing. This is not a zero-sum game. This is a lose-lose game, Bob. And it's important to remember that even though it's tempting to think of this as just posturing by these players, words really do matter. When you make strong statements like that, it changes the stakes emotionally, all the more so because of this charged sort of family dynamic playing out here in public.
What about all the shoppers? They may think they love Market Basket, but they spend millions each week, and right now they're getting their food and groceries somewhere else. They're in a different routine getting their groceries somewhere else, and maybe happily, not all of them are going to come back, even if this dispute is resolved, are they?
That's a good point, and that's a big reason why outside suitors are going to hesitate before they buy the company. On the other hand, if Arthur T. gets the company back, I'm imagining, Bob, you're going to have another piece on that. So customers are going to quickly become aware that business is going back to usual at Market Basket.
So what's a reasonable way out of this mess?
But there's only one reasonable option for the board at this point, and they're not going to like it. It's to sell to Arthur T., and to do so as quickly as possible, because every day that this standoff continues is one more day of lost revenue and damage to the Market Basket brand. That said, just because Arthur T. is holding all the cards doesn't mean that he should take the shirt off Arthur S.'s back. Anger and pride are getting in the way of a deal here. So the best move for Arthur T. could actually be to surprise his cousin with a little grace. Find a way for Arthur S. and the board to leave the game with their dignity intact, and everybody wins.
Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think that's realistic at this point, given the emotions?
there's a long history here between these families, and quite frankly, I wouldn't be hopeful that they can find the higher ground.
David McAdams, professor of economics at Duke University, the author of Game Changer, Game Theory, and the Art of Transforming Strategic Situations. Thank you very much for joining us on Morning Edition.
Thank you.